Morning. John chapter 20, starting in verse 25, says this. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the wounds from the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the wounds from the nails, and put my hands into his side, I will never believe it." 8 days later, the disciples were again together in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replied to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are the people who have believed, blessed are the people who have not seen and yet have believed." What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? Does it mean that you just acknowledge his existence? Does it mean that you believe he was here on earth and was a good man? Or maybe you believe he was a prophet of the Lord. When someone today tells you to believe in yourself, what does that mean? It means that you have confidence in yourself. It's the same way with Christ. When we believe in Christ, you have confidence in his ability. You have confidence that he was the Son of God. Confidence that he overcame death. Confidence that by his death, your sins can be forgiven. By partaking of this meal, you are proclaiming your confidence in him. You are telling the world around you that you are confident that your sins are forgiven and that you are headed to heaven. You proclaim his death until he comes. We are to have confidence in Christ. Confidence in Christ leads to our own confidence that we are in Christ and covered by his blood. By this belief in Christ, we can proclaim, "I know who I am. I am a child of God because I am in Christ." Let's proclaim that now to the world as we partake of this meal. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come now to proclaim our belief and our love for your Son. We know that he died on that cross. We know that he was buried. We know that he overcame death and resurrected from the dead to show that power. We know that through all this, our sins are forgiven as we partake in him through baptism. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to have our sins forgiven by your Son. We thank you for the opportunity we have to be part of his church, the opportunity we have to proclaim to the world that we love him and that we have confidence that through him we can be with you. Be with us now as we proclaim just that to the world, as we partake of this meal that he left for us, the body and the blood represented by the bread and the juice. We thank you, Father, for this as we proclaim his death. In Jesus' name I pray.